So I'm reading the bio of Chad Maxim, who is the PGA professional, the head pro here at Apple Mountain in Freeland, in his 15th season of doing this. And I read that he started playing golf at the age of 5 and working at the golf business at the age of 15. Are you kidding me?
Nope. That's all I ever known.
Why golf? What drew you to it?
My parents played, so that was the only way I get to see them.
Yeah. So you had to go out and play golf with your dad.
Had to learn how to play golf with dad and mom. Yeah,
I remember when I cursed my son with a lifetime of the golf bug when he was real small. I'll never forget this. We were at Katke Cousins, the Oakland mm-hmm. University course.
Yep.
And so we're going up the 10th fairway, and he's in the rough. And he takes out his 3-wood, and he hits in the rough and moves it about 20 yards. And he's about 6 years old, right? So John hits it again and moves it about 35 yards. And now it's in the fairway. And he gets out in the fairway, and he hits it. He goes like 170. And I'm going, whoa! And he says, hey, Dad, you know what? He says, it's a lot easier to hit the ball off the short grass.
Absolutely.
I said, don't ever forget you said that, okay?
Yep, absolutely.
And it's a lesson to learn. What a gem you've got here at Apple Mountain.
Thank you.
We've been hearing things about it the last couple of years and never played. And said, we got to get out there. And thankfully, this year it's on the tour, and we got a chance to play it yesterday. Man, you got to get the word out on this course.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're kind of the best kept secret in the state of Michigan.
You really are.
And that's not good for a public golf course. No, so.
Well, but this could be a real destination stop, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's on the way up north. We get a lot of travel from Canada, Detroit, heading up north, and it's a great place to stop, break up the trip.
Well,
you get an extra round in.
You do get it, yeah, but once you get here, you're going to want to go get a room at the Residence Inn
sure.
or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
no,
play
a lot
the
of
next
golf
day as well.
Here. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of good golf in this area. Yeah. So.
But you do have a lot of local players, too. I mean, I was telling people earlier that you look at the residential community around here, you think you're at Bloomfield Hills or Oakland Hills, the homes. It's like, we're in Freeland, Michigan, okay? This is not Bloomfield Hills, and yet it looks like it.
No, we have a lot of almost million-dollar homes on the back nine here, and it's mostly doctors or Dow execs. But, yeah, you're right. It's a lot like Bloomfield Hills.
It's really phenomenal, and the golf course itself would hold its own against any in the area. So the history of the course, and I know you get an outing out there with police officers. We're mm-hmm. in the safest spot in the county
Absolutely.
Right now because of the law enforcement officers outing. But and I hope you can stay through the news at the bottom here, but because I want to get the whole story of this.
Sure.
This started as an apple orchard.
It did. Yep. The original family had an apple orchard, and they ended up with a ski hill. And then when the transition came with the new ownership, they added the golf course and some of the buildings, the restaurant, things like that.
Well, the thing that you don't expect when you first drive in, you're expecting a flatlands golf course, and you got a ton of elevation changes out there.
Yeah, they had to move some dirt, but they didn't make it look like they moved dirt. It
no.
looks very natural out there.
Exactly.
And with the ski hill on the property, you get a couple, the best view off of 6T that you have in this, you know, the Tri-Cities, so.
Well, when there's a sign right in front of the tee box that says steep slope ahead, that's your first clue.
Yeah. Not normal for this area. A lot of flat farmland around here.
Well,
but
one of us yanked it left there over that big willow mm-hmm. and over the fence, and one of us just drilled one on that right edge of the bunker on the right side of the fairway and put it in the middle and
I'm
made
thinking
par.
You were the one that went down the edge of the bunker and made par.
Was it obvious?
Yeah, just guessing.
Okay. The head pro from Apple Mountain, Chad Maxim, joining us, and he was. We're talking about how we got to get the word out about this golf course, number one, because it is something special. Jeff Marcero, our sales guy, and I didn't even realize that there's the touch of apples all around here, not just the huge apple that sits there near the first tee, huge red apple, which
yeah,
is pretty cool.
They used to sell caramel apples by the road, the original owners,
really
out of that shack, and they moved it to the first tee.
I think, but I also think you're the only golf course in Michigan that has a church on the premises that was built. I think the date was 1869. It says up there on the chapel, and it's still used to this day, even though I'm told has no electricity, no air conditioning. It's still used for weddings. It's an absolutely charming chapel.
Yep, that's correct. They use it almost every weekend during the summertime for different ceremonies.
So where do you see that?
Not very many golf courses.
A lot of guys pray on a golf course, but they don't usually have the pew to sit in.
You got to watch yourself on one. You don't let any bad words fly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, but the other thing is, you were telling us that, and we missed this, that the one green, the one par three green, is shaped like
an apple.
An apple.
Number five, one of our two signature holes, is the green is the shape of an apple, and the bunkers in the back are the leaves on the apple.
I didn't notice that, but my putt broke as if it was going around the outside of an apple.
Yep.
I'll tell you
that. Yeah, it's a very, if you're not close to the pin there, it could be a very tough putt on that hole. Yep.
It's just really cool. And I also mentioned today, you've got something very special going on out here, and I want to make special note of this because one of my big focuses about this game of golf, when people talk about it and go, it's a rich man sport and all this stuff, I go, do you know how much golf raises for charity over the course of a year? How many billions of dollars are generated because of this game of golf?
Absolutely.
It's just so startling. We just a little while ago had Kate Moore on from the Golf Course Owners Association. She was talking about it's like $11 billion or something.
Absolutely.
And we're going to do it for Holy Cross Services tomorrow with a great package that our Pure Michigan Golf Tour is wonderful, but everybody's going to be able to buy, with a donation to Holy Cross, certificates for all the courses, and then Al Zender threw in the Fortress, too.
Oh,
so
great.
We got eight golf courses, and people make a donation, and
great.
We got 25 packages available. But you've got a special event here today, too, don't you?
Yep, the 100 Club has their annual outing out here for this area. And
it's the 100 Club of Saginaw County,
correct.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, and
we got one in Detroit, too.
Yep, and it supports the police and the fire. So we have a lot of policemen, a lot of firemen, a lot of people that support them out there on the golf course today. We ended up with 34 foursomes, I believe.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
So you wind up with 120, the 36 golfers.
Thereabouts,
yeah. I'm right, believe
me. Okay.
So, I mean, that's phenomenal. But it's another way. And the 100 Club, for people that don't know it, and look for one in your community because it takes care of the families of fallen first responders. That's what it does.
Yep. And it's a great cause, and we're happy to have them here today. Yeah.
So long term, what are you hoping for this facility here, Chad? Because, I mean, you got a perfect setting with a mini convention center. I mentioned the church on the property. If you want to have a wedding, it's
You could get married in one side of the parking lot, walk across, and have your reception in the in our banquet facility.
That's true.
So yeah, one stop shopping.
Yeah, but wear shorts to the wedding if it's in the summer because there's no air conditioning.
Yeah,
in the
it's quick that way. You don't get somebody that speaks for a long time.
Okay, I'm in. How's that? I do.
It's over.
So are you playing any competitive golf? I mean, they say if you don't want to play any more golf, become a golf pro.
Don't get in the golf business to play golf. Become an insurance salesman. No, I don't play much anymore. Lucky to get out there once or twice a week around here, but that's okay. I like teaching and running events and things like that. The game kind of takes a backseat to a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, it's not a bad thing to have a place like Apple Mountain as your office.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing.
A beautiful place to come to work every day.
Well, thanks for letting us include Apple Mountain on our Pure Michigan Golf Tour because there's a lot of Pure Michigan here, man.
I appreciate you guys stopping up here.
Good stuff.
Glad you had a good time.
Yeah, we did. Thanks, Chad.
All right. Thank you, Frank.